This is The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with WGBH Radio in Boston.
Back with you on The Takeaway, I'm Amy Walter. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein announced another set of indictments in the ongoing probe into Russian interference in the election, this time on 12 Russian intelligence officials.
The indictment charges 12 Russian military officers by name for conspiring to interfere with the 2016 presidential election. 11 of the defendants are charged with conspiring to hack into computers, steal documents, and release those documents with the intent to interfere in the election. One of those defendants and a 12th Russian military officer are charged with conspiring to infiltrate computers of organizations involved in administering elections, including state boards of election, secretaries of state, and companies that supply software used to administer elections.
Here with me to help break this down is Max Kuttner. He's a journalist covering the FBI, the Justice Department, and Russian probes. Max, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Can you give us just some of the headlines here out of this indictment? What do we know?
Well, yes, we do know that these 12 Russians who are the subject of the indictment, they're members of Russia's GRU, which is a federal intelligence agency. And the press release that came out from the Justice Department says that they were allegedly working in their official capacities. So this is huge news. This goes beyond, if the allegations are true, as the special counsel believes they are, this goes way beyond what we know already about Russian involvement in the election. This goes beyond kind of propaganda in RT and Sputnik and Russian news sources, as we learned in early 2017, were involved. This goes beyond the previous special counsel indictment against Russians, which involved the Internet Research Agency and a social media campaign. This is Russian intelligence agents working to hack into the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, the DNC, the Clinton campaign, and other entities.
Right. So when the first set of indictments came down against a number of Russian nationals, Vladimir Putin basically laughed it off, said it's not true. Can he do that with these set of indictments? Is it going to be harder for him to say, okay, this is all just made up, the U.S., the West is just plotting against us?
I think we can certainly expect him to say those sorts of things, as he's been saying about the allegations of Russian involvement in the American election for a long time now. But certainly these allegations are way closer to to the Kremlin. I mean, it involves the Kremlin. It involves the official federal intelligence agency. This isn't a as the Internet Research Agency was, this isn't a separate entity with kind of loose affiliations with Putin. This is a federal entity.
Another thing that was mentioned in this indictment, Rod Rosenstein saying no American citizen committed a crime. So what do you think that tells us about the Mueller investigation writ large? Do we think that ultimately it's going to just center on Russians and there will not be Americans that will be caught up in this?
Well, the numbers of Russians that we are now, as of today, seeing indicted, there's far more Russians now involved in this special counsel case than Americans. That said, I think that this special counsel case still has a long way to go. I think we are still going to be seeing Americans. So I wouldn't count out more Americans being involved. Certainly this is a big indictment involving the Russians and does seem to indicate where the special counsel is going. And now, of course, we do have 31 defendants in this case as opposed to 19 before today. So this investigation certainly is ramping up.
Right. And more than 20 of them now, what, 25 of them are Russian?
Yes, it's the previous 19 and then the 12 today. Yes, a lot of these people are Russians. And of course, we are seeing the Americans involved. Their cases are moving forward. Richard Pinedo's sentencing is coming up. George Papadopoulos' sentencing is coming up. The Michael Flynn case is moving forward. Paul Manafort is now, of course, in custody after having been out on bond. And a third superseding indictment was recently announced in his case. So all of these cases are moving forward, both Russian and Americans.
obviously, the president is heading to Helsinki on Monday to meet with President Putin. How do you think he will or should address this? Apparently, he has already been briefed on this indictment by the Deputy Attorney General before this press conference.
Well, I think he'll continue saying what he has been, that this is a hoax, this is a witch hunt. Certainly, we saw efforts by Republican members of Congress yesterday during the Peter Strzok hearing before the House Judiciary Committee to label the Mueller probe as such. So I think it's going to be more of the same from President Trump. This timing is kind of incredible, though.
Do you think this timing was done on purpose?
I think Trump and perhaps his allies will label it as such. But from everything I know about the way the special counsel operates, they're not working that kind of way, is my understanding.
Finally, what do you think this tells us about the possibility of a final Mueller report coming out before the midterm elections? Or does it look like this is still going to be a long, drawn-out process?
Everything I've heard from people who know Mueller and know how these types of investigations work suggests that he is not operating on any kind of timeline. The only timelines I've heard have been over the past year from President Trump's lawyers, and that timeline keeps getting pushed back. So I think the congressional committee investigations are on more of a timeline before the midterms. I don't know if that's the case with Mueller.
Max Kuttner, he's a journalist covering the FBI, the Justice Department, and the Russia probes. Max, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
The partisan warfare, fueled by modern technology, does not fairly reflect the grace, dignity, and unity of the American people. We need to work together to hold the perpetrators accountable, and we need to keep moving forward to preserve our values, protect against future interference, and defend America.
The Takeaway is supported by Neon, presenting Three Identical Strangers, a film about triplets separated at birth, and the conspiracy that kept them apart, now playing in LA and New York, opening in select markets this July.
By Progressive Insurance, offering its Home Quote Explorer, designed to provide information about available home insurance options in one place. More information at progressive.com.
And LegalZoom, offering a network of independent attorneys who can provide legal advice, help with contract review, and answer legal questions. More information at LegalZoom.com/takeaway.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.